Hello, this is Machine. You're listening to TCR.
Okay, so let's start.
Hello. Hello and welcome to another edition of The Center Ring, a.k.a. TCR, a.k.a. your favorite esports podcast. Episode 133 coming to you live, pre-recorded from an undisclosed location. The date, December 3rd, 2018. The time, 8:50 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am one of your hosts for this journey into esports. My name is Tim. Hello. Alongside me, as always, we have Brett. Hello, Brett.
What's up, fellas?
Whoa. Discord is hopefully going to survive for this show. We'll see.
Oh, no.
It sounded a little weird, but we'll get through it.
All right.
Can't be any worse than video.
Persevere. Of course,
we have Anuj. Hello, Anuj.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good because this is going to be the best episode ever. We got a little bit of CSGO grab baggery to get to. Enough going on in that scene, as always, to discuss. Hey, did you know the ESL Pro League finals are this weekend? Not even tomorrow? Because I sure didn't. I want to discuss a little bit of this cloud gaming. If you guys have heard of that, I want to discuss that. I went to an event, and I will tell you all about that. And we're going to talk some Rocket League to start the show. But first, follow us on all of our social media, at The Center Ring on Twitter. You have our website, tcr.gg, that will have links to our YouTube. Please go and subscribe to that. Thumbs up, like all the videos there. Our Discord, please join that. Be part of the conversation. We are there. We're friendly guys. We're always in voice, down to play whatever game that you want to play at. And I promise I will only blame you for the loss off the mic. If you are tuning in live on Twitch right now, because we do broadcast every show live on Twitch, I apologize if you don't see our faces. Discord has been acting really funny lately, the last couple of episodes, really. It sounds fine if you're not doing voice or video, but for whatever reason, we go into video and all of a sudden we sound like crap. So if you know a solution or if it's also happening to you, let us know just so I know it's not me. And you, of course, you can do that on our Discord or any other source of entertainment. I feel like I need to pimp us out more. I feel like I don't do enough job of that, you know? I watch people on YouTube and they're always like, "What's up, guys? Smash that like button." And I'm just not like that. I feel like that's annoying.
But if you could be more like that, we could probably make some money.
Yeah, I just feel like it's annoying, right? I hate asking for people to like things and review things, which you can review us on iTunes or any other podcast app that allows that. Appreciate it, pal. But, you know, I digress. I would just like to think that we are good enough to where people are like, "Hell, man, that was the most hour fun I've had listening to esports, and I'm just going to go review it to be nice." That's what I hope. But we can only make so many fake accounts to review ourselves.
That's right. I need more parents.
My mom only has one iTunes account, people. Okay? Come on. Help us out.
Lucky she has that. Yeah.
Help us out. No, let's get into the show today, though. Because we did have some Rocket League action over the weekend. I know the World Championship, whatever they call that thing.
RLCS, Rocket League RLCS. Championship Series. Yep.
That just wrapped up, and I know you're asking yourself, but why do I care about anything after that? And I would say you have a point. The E-League, though, did just wrap up. They always put on good production, except for their stream issues early on. But we won't look at that.
No.
We actually talked about it last week, though, where this is a 100% invited tournament for better or for worse. I think the only thing you're missing out on that, though, Brett, because I know you were saying that, who did you wish went? G2, right?
G2, but we get to see Kronovi, who plays for G2 on the analyst desk, so, you know.
They were thought of.
Yeah, they were thought of. Yeah. Totally.
They were thought of. And ultimately, I mean, the only thing that might affect is the top four, right? G2's in there, NRG's probably out of the top four, and you'll see G2 in the top four. I do think, though, that the finals were well worth it. We'll run through the ladder real quick. I don't really care to talk about everything, but PSG and Evil Geniuses got last places. Flipside and Chief Esports got fifth and sixth. Man, I remember a time Flipside dominated Rocket League. What happened?
It's kind of like what happened to other teams in, you know, the Fnatics and SKs of the world in CS.
People
teams
caught
got
up.
Better. Yeah, people caught they up. Just, teams got
they
better.
They were the first good ones.
Yep.
Man. They became aerial hits.
Right.
Terminology.
Other teams learned aerial hits.
They learned aerial hitting.
They hit up that Rocket League training and they just got better, I guess. Oh my gosh.
That's not true. I've done that like 10 times and
still can't hit it in the air.
No. I did it once. Nope. Didn't get it. Not going to try it again.
I always say this every time we bring up Flipside in any game, but I really just want to do a segment on that organization and just what happened.
Just like a state of Flipside?
Yeah, well, you know, so here's the thing. We are up after this, we are going to talk about cloud gaming. And Brett came up with a genius segment called Outside the Lands. Get it? Like Outside the Lines, but completely copyright free of Outside the Lands. So we are going to talk about that. And I would love to do an Outside the Lands edition on Flipside just to see what happened. Because there was a time even where they were relevant in Counter-Strike. Really relevant.
Right. They were in every major.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have the best player in the world when he wasn't the best player in the world at the time. But they had Simple. They had
Electronic.
You know, Markolov, Electronic. Mm-hmm. You know, so they've had some really big name players on that organization.
And yet here they are. So they got fifth and sixth at the E-League Rocket League. And then now you're getting into the top four where it starts getting interesting. NRG and Dignitas got third and fourth. Poor Dignitas cannot get past Cloud9.
Not anymore. Maybe the tides have turned.
the winds have changed.
Yeah, there you go.
Cloud9 defeating them 4-1 in the playoffs. And surprise to me, in the finals, of course you had Cloud9. that's not a surprise. But you had We Dem Girls in the finals.
So how does that happen? In the sense of their team name. They're unsponsored, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they're orgless right now. Yeah, yep.
And so that's gonna be by now. Choice, though. Right,
they went back to this name because I believe this isn't the first time, even past the last RLCS, this isn't the first time we've seen that name. So maybe it's kind of like a go-to. I don't know, maybe if somebody's listening to this episode they can give us more feedback on that. But
well, I know back in
I've seen it before.
Yeah, well, back in 2016 that's when they formed We Dem Girls. The Northern Gaming bought them out that same year, and then they, you know, reformed now, but even then it's the only person back in that was
bottom line. I mean, these guys deserve their shot. I mean, they had a good showing at RLCS. They put on a clinic here in the E-League Rocket League shape. I don't even know what you call this. What are they calling this E-League thing?
Are calling it the E-League Cup 2018.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, they deserve their shot. They played lights out. I mean, I guess we can talk a little bit about the match here in a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's get into the match. Because they did play Cloud9 in the finals. As Brett was saying, they really made Cloud9 look like a bunch of gold ranks. And I know what gold rank looks like. it's all too well. All too well.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, they kind of out Cloud9 Cloud9. If you go back and watch Cloud9 and the RLCS, how they were just relentless. You know, they constantly kept the ball in the other team's zone, you know, boost starving the other team. And We Dem Girls, I guess they watched that and said, okay, Cloud9, we're going to beat you at your own game. And it kind of took Cloud9 by surprise.
They played super aggressive, and they punished Cloud9 really well, I felt like. Like, you saw when Cloud9 was down and they, okay, we got to start pulling people out, right? We can't always, we can't play as far back or as passive. Then we Dem Girls would just stack up. Like, on that last game, on game five of the finals, when we Dem Girls won 7-1, it was ridiculous. Yeah. Like, but even before that, you know, Cloud9 tied it up, I believe, and it was just, you saw the floodgates open pretty quick on, and you just knew. Now, I'll give Cloud9 this. They did just win. You know, they are world champions, like, 3 weeks, 2 weeks removed.
Okay. And I was gonna start there. I mean, if you watch the match, it kind of looked like they were playing with house money. The only person that showed up for that game was Gimmick. He was all over the place. He was playing good defense. Missed a couple of flicks for, you know, some easy goals. Hit a couple of crossbars. But, you know, he showed up. But, you know, Torment and Squishy were really lost in the match. They were nowhere to be found. Totally out of their element. You're used to, you know, Squishy kind of being that playmaker and Torment kind of feeding off and being the goal scoring machine. And passes were off. The rotations were off. It was just bad.
It wasn't even good Rocket League, right? It wasn't like, oh man, I can't believe Cloud9 lost. This was such a close game. Mm-hmm. They weren't, right? Yeah, the blowout was on game five, and all the other ones, they pretty much only lost by one, right? But it wasn't even like, they weren't competitive one goal games, I felt like. It was just, Cloud9 was completely, like you said it best, they were Cloud9. They had zero aggression towards the ball. Zero.
Yeah, and really outside of game four, it was just a terrible showing. Game four, they showed some signs of life. That's the game they won, where, you know, they kept the ball in WDG's zone and, you know, and were putting on the pressure. And then for whatever reason in game five, they totally got away with that and started turtling again. So it's like, you know, and it kind of goes back to their MO prior to last RLCS, just inconsistency. Like, I want to believe that they're here to stay mechanically. They're really, you know, top three, top two in Rocket League. But what Cloud9, the next tournament's going to tell the story for me, right? It's okay. You won RLCS. You had a not up to your par showing for the finals. I mean, you got there, but you not really because of the showing in the finals. The next tournament is going to tell the story of, okay, if they win that or maybe get to the finals and keep it close and look good, then we're like, okay, Cloud9, legit, for real, they're you know, going to be here to stay. But, I mean, after seeing this, I'm like, man, this Cloud9 looks very, very, very familiar.
Just don't pull a CS Cloud9, okay? Let's not win it all. We're not going to
blow it up. They're not going to blow it up. Yeah, I mean, no, this team.
And blow it up. You know,
they like each other. Yeah, I mean, they have good chemistry. They like each other. It's just, you know, turn the page. You know, show up next tournament. See what you got.
Cloud9 signs all of Flipside to go European.
That'd be the way to do it. Right. So as Cloud9's future is uncertain in Rocket League, as you heard it here first, Brett calling him out.
Yeah, I'm calling him out.
Another future that's uncertain to me is the future of PC gaming.
Ooh, segue.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
Man, that was so professional.
I used to do them, you know, I used to do them all the time, and then I kind of got away from it and just did the hard cutout of being like, cool story. All right, next topic.
But, yeah.
I felt like this one deserved a little bit of a seg,
I won't mention it next time. We'll just let it fly, okay? All right. Yeah, I was just kind of giving you props.
That's how a real professional does it. But I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate it because I did go to this little event on Thursday. Some of you might have even watched it. It was the Team Envy / Dallas Fuel charity event for whatever charity everyone does it. Gamers Outreach.
Oh man, there you go.
Is that what it is? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Someone Google it quick.
Prove me wrong.
They're never going to invite us to anything again.
But that wasn't the point. Hey, I donated money. That's all that matters. Okay.
Hey, that is. That's good. You don't know what to, but
I donated to the cause. So many zeros. So many zeros in front of all the other numbers. But I went there. It was very cool. Got to talk to a lot of people. But not only was this a charity event, but it was also Envy's big reveal that they are teaming up with a company called Shadow. And what Shadow is a cloud gaming company. Now, I've heard about this in the past. Never really thought too much of it, right? I was like, all right, I'm not the target clientele, if you will. I like my PCs. I like to build them. I like to fix them. You know, as I tell people, we are the car men of our generation, right? Our dads liked their cars and they know how to fix them. They don't know how to even work a computer. Well, guess what? We don't know how to work a car, but I can fix your computer. So, ladies. So with this cloud-based gaming, have you guys heard of that?
I have, not, yeah.
Not until you had mentioned it to me and, like, you know, just prior to this event that you went to.
So I was a skeptic, like I said, going into it. And so I was like, great. Shadow's going to be there. Their CEO was there. Their head of esports was there, because everything has to have a head of esports now, right? Everyone, all the big people that you wanted to talk to were there. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get all my answers questioned and figure out this, because I really can't wrap my brain around it. So everyone knows what the cloud is. You know, it's just like, you know, the iCloud or the Steam uses cloud, right? It's storage. It's off-base storage. And this is no different than that. They have a computer, a high-end computer, in a server room someplace somewhere. They actually just opened one up in Dallas, so that's why they were here, right? That's the big thing, is now they have kind of a central America, Midwest America, to go with. And you essentially are streaming your gaming from their servers. It does not matter what your hardware is. You could be, and I love this, right? One of their big advertisement, if you go to their website, is always like on a MacBook, right? Which I just love, because what are Macs always not known for is being like a gaming computer, right? So the fact that they're showing a Mac play Overwatch, it just makes my brain kind of short circuit. And it's like, okay, I'm seeing this computer and I know it's not that great, but how is it playing these games like at 144 hertz and, you know, 100% graphics and everything there, like an equivalent to a 1080 is what it comes out to be. And I have to tell you, gentlemen, I was a hater going in. But after talking to them and actually getting a chance to play on these PCs that were using their cloud-based gaming, I'm a believer. Not necessarily a buyer, but I'm a believer.
So it's a really cool concept right now. Like you said, that you're basically downloading, with Shadow in particular, you can download your own game library, which is one of the appealing parts, right? You're not having to like buy titles that maybe they only offer, right? Like maybe they're partnered with Activision, but not something else. No, you like download your own library of games, or you can, you know, have what they have in their library. It does get a little pricey. You know, it's not the cheapest solution. It's, you know, for right. somebody that doesn't want to go through the hassle of maybe spending $1,000 up front, or no, they're not going to be playing games every single
it's
month.
Pricey it's pricey compared to, I think, though, what you're going for, right? So with Shadow in particular, which is the only company I'm going to use in the discussion because it's the only company I talk to, right? They're $35 a month, so it's $420 yeah. bucks, give or take a year. So if you, and like I said, you're playing on like a 1080 quality level, right? It's nice quality. And I'm telling you, you don't feel any latency between like your mouse and keyboard. I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand how you could basically have a hollow PC and yet you're playing games, but...
Were you playing on like a fiber line too, probably, over there, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so, and this is like, we're not paid, right? So they haven't paid us or anything, so I can question it. They claim your internet speed does not matter. I kind of want to call them out on that, right? Like, I kind
of
want to
say
like,
a minimum of 15 down, which is nothing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they recommend, at least.
Right. They also say this, because I said, I was like, all right, there's got to be some type of limitation, right? Like, I can't bring in a Dell work computer and play this. And they said, you could. Where you're going to struggle is if you don't have a 144 hertz monitor, because their output is just set to be 144 hertz, because they figured that's, you know, if you're going to be a gamer, that you probably have one anyways. So they just kind of have it based at 144 hertz output. So if you don't have a 144 hertz monitor, they say that you might, like, that will be the only limitation. So,
I mean, I think the concept is awesome. I would be curious. I might even just try it for a month, or you know what? I'm going to call up, I'll call up Pastro. No big deal. I'll get a code for 1 month. They have a promo code section on here. So I do want to try it for a month, right? Because I would know if it's better than what I have. I'm not running a 1080. It says a 1080 equivalent is what it should run at, right?
Why don't we tell the class, Anuj, what is your weak-ass PC running?
I'm rocking a 970 right now.
Oh, 970!
And
you're the host of a world-renowned esports podcast, and you have a 970.
Let's this be clear. This is not because I can't upgrade. It's because I choose not to right now until there is like another revelation of like gaming. I don't think this RTX is it right now. I think it will be in like a year or two. So I'm not willing to throw $1,500 at something I feel like I'm going to upgrade in a year.
He's going to become a cloud-based gamer.
I would be curious to try it for a month. Like, why not, right? I have all the, I have the 144 hertz monitors, obviously. I have, you know, the peripherals I like to use. It's not somebody else's computer. And I'll see. I mean, I would like to see what kind of...
Well, and like we said, so I was thinking here. So let's say you want to build a banger computer, right? Say 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at 420 a month or a year... Right, you gotta kind of have to go quite a bit before you hit that 2000 mark, and by the time you hit that, then you're still running at a top of the line, assuming they continue to upgrade on their end, right? Like I would have to assume if you are investing in cloud gaming, you're also investing in the hope that that service is not also waiting to always be, like, I assume they're always going to be the next best, right?
Well, like, did you see it in 1440p by chance, or like
Do
they have an ultra wide or anything over there?
They know they didn't have an ultra wide. I did not even ask about like 4K or anything like that. Now, I will say this. I did ask like, okay, so why not like a, you know, you're running at a 1080. Oh, why not like so a...
Their website says you can do 60 hertz 4K.
Okay, so there you go. And I asked, you know, why 1080, right? If you're supposed to be touting, like, this is like the next best thing, why not just try to bump it up to two or the, you know, like the 20 series cards for NVIDIA?
Yeah.
And the dude straight up said, like, because it's not worth it. Basically, they said the same exact reason why people are saying don't buy them, right? They're like, it's just not worth it. It, like, even from a gamer's perspective, they're like, yeah, we could spend all this money to upgrade our servers, but no one can even run the tech right, like right now. Like RTX is useless to, you know, 99% of the gamers. So they were like, not worrying about it.
Well, the 99% of the games, right? There's only like 5 or 6 games that you can even do RTX on. And
I think, like I said, I think the market is great. Like Anuj said, you know, for someone like himself, right? Hey, I want to build a new PC. Maybe this can help bridge the gap. Also, you know, I think there's a lot of people, right? How many friends do we have that are like, man, I would love to do PC gaming, but I'm intimidated, right? It's intimidating to jump over to PC gaming because you gotta, you know, okay, what happens if something breaks in my PC, right? And Brett has struggled with this because really only in like the last 5 years, 4 years, when I got Brett really into the next gen PC gaming. Just recently, Brett, you really got, you know, your hands dirty with taking it apart and replacing parts and upgrading it.
Yeah,
and it's intimidating, you know, if you haven't done it before. So I could see this. I mean, I could name a dozen friends right off the top of my head that would be like, okay, yeah, for $35, like that would almost seem worth
it. Now, do they have their own game library?
No. Like, your library. So what it is, okay, it's like so you have
you're
space.
Just paying for their services then.
Yeah. You're, and it's like, man,
well, like for example,
you have the website in front of you. They boast super high up and uploads too.
Yeah, they do. And so I just want to kind of make like educate the audience on this because we're talking about Shadow in particular right now.
Yeah,
right?
And what's the website?
So, it is shadow.tech. I've never seen that before. Yeah, shadow.tech. But there is other options, right? Yeah,
and then just ignore the blank stares they give you.
there's also like GeForce Now, which is the exact same concept. The difference is through GeForce, they're partnered with like game developers. So they have games on there that you can like play right away, right? So for somebody that's not a PC gamer and you tell them, hey, you have to go spend $35 a month, but you got to buy these games that we're playing, right? It's your library. They're probably not going to have a library. So there are options out there for people that are not huge into computer gaming and want to give it a chance without having to go buy, you know, 5-6 games right off the bat.
True. Now, I will say one thing cool. And again, this is only talk about Shadow. I don't know if every other place might do this. But like it doesn't even have to be on like your laptop or PC. Like you can open up the servers on your phone and then say it's like a controller game and you got Bluetooth. Boom, you are playing flawless Rocket League on your phone with their servers using your Bluetooth controller.
Because why not? You all got a phone, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got a phone.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got a phone. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, it's just insane to me. And it's, I feel like I never thought I would show my age with like revolutionary gaming stuff, right? But this is really just like, it is difficult to wrap your head around it until you see it in person and until you use it and you're like, damn, this is pretty awesome. Again, I don't know if I'm still going to do it just because I'm kind of a PC snob and I like having my PC. But in your case,
you're not giving up your PC, right? It's just something you would do in addition to try it out or something.
To try it out, right. And you know what? Maybe my next PC down the road, I won't ever worry about it, right? We were talking too. Like, imagine, you know, you have a buddy, Anuj, wants to go to DreamHack. Even though you're not going. So I doubt any of your friends will. But hypothetically, you are going to DreamHack. Sister. And you're like, dude, all I have is this, like, crappy laptop, right? I have this crappy PC. What do you want me to do about it? $35 for like a weekend at a DreamHack or a QuakeCon, that is so worth it to me.
Yeah, like even if you're
playing that weekend.
What if he brought a Mac? Like, we're gonna let him sit next to us at DreamHack?
No.
Like the kid behind us last year who brought his Xbox to play Fortnite.
Yeah, like, it's like, dude.
What a loser.
We're gonna have to sit you a couple seats down if you're gonna do that. You bring the HP Pavilion, you got a Costco for $250.
In retrospect, I was kind of like, why did I do this? But at the charity event, I told their marketing guy, I gave him some tips. I was like, here's some advice for free. I was like, what you should do is go to like DreamHack Dallas, which I think they are going to be at DreamHack Dallas. But I was like, because even at the Envy event, they had all these high-end computers running this stuff still. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, this looks cool because it's RGB and it's flashy and gamers like that, right? But I was like, you need to bring like a 2005 Dell workspace computer, right? Like something that still has like Windows Vista or something on it.
And just bring a 144 hertz monitor with it.
And then bring up, yeah, and then show. Like that's what you got to show, right? Like look, like I'm talking, put a glass case, like use a computer with no, like show a glass case with no graphics card and then show someone playing on it, right? That's what you need or whatever, right? Or maybe it's like put a, you know, whatever, a 970 or something that's so unrealistic to play these games at a high speed, high graphics, and then show someone playing on that. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. Like I said, I don't know if it's like going to dominate the landscape, but I definitely think it is going to help with the threshold. You know, I think it's going to lower the threshold that it takes to get into PC gaming.
Would be makes nice. It, yeah.
Makes it an option for everyone for sure. Yeah, awesome technology, and it's just going to keep getting better.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, from an esports angle, I think it may also, if tournament organizers, I mean, think about it, right? If you can minimize the fancy hardware that you have to use and you're just running off of their servers, maybe it might be cheaper for tournament organizers or even less tech delays. I don't know as far as like settings goes. Like, I don't know. This is the thing I don't understand is if it's like a profile, right? So like Anuj, let's say me and you both have it. Could I log in at your house and boom, my server loads up on your computer? Because if you could do that, imagine being like a pro, and at these tournaments you load up your profile and it's instantly there. You don't have to like change all this, you know, like all the how they have to pretty much upload their profiles and everything right now. I don't want to name drop, but me and my best friend, Team Envy, right? Drone and JDM and all them. I was talking to them on Thursday, and that's something that JDM specifically said, like, this would be awesome if at tournaments you could just log in, load up your profile, and you're good to go.
Get them hacks going and just get right in.
That is true. You could, that is,
could hide them. Yeah.
That is one thing there, I guess.
It's going to invite hackers.
It's like, no, bro, it's just a Word document. That's it.
But, you know, like I said, it's interesting nonetheless. Talking to Shadow at the event, I pretty much asked every question I wanted to ask, and they had an answer for it. After playing it, I was more of a believer than what I was before. We'll see. We'll see. If, you know, I know they have it. I mean, you can get it right now. So if any of our listeners have it or have done any type of cloud gaming, I would love to hear their opinions on it. I would want to hear like a first person's perspective. So you can let us know on our Discord or at Twitter, at the Center Ring. No segue here, Brett. Let's just talk about
some speaking of NACS, let's talk about Swole Patrol.
Speaking of Counter-Strike, Anuj.
Hi, guys.
So hey, that's my thing.
We do have a lot going on in CS right now. I know we want to do this as sort of a, what do we want to call it here? Just a random assortment of stories and topics. So yeah, grab bag of CS topics here. I guess starting off with, let's go into what just wrapped up here. But there was two tournaments this past weekend that were relatively, you know, big tournaments in scale of who came, maybe not financially, but you had the Supernova, which I think that was in, what was that, Malta? I don't know where Malta's at. Anyone?
Europe?
Boom. Done. So it was in Malta. There were a handful of good teams at the event.
Yeah, country in Europe.
Done. Yeah, I thought it was in California. Liquid, NRG, Big, Hellraisers, Ty Lu, VP making a showing, Gambit. So definitely some teams there with some name recognition and
can I a couple stop of you top down 10. Real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Is Malta spelt M-A-L-T-A?
Yeah.
It's like a tiny-ass island.
Pretty dope.
There's a CS tournament there?
Yeah, it was the Supernova CSGO. So I've never heard of this tournament. Have y'all heard of Supernova before?
No, in fact, I saw that the finals were on, and I was like, huh? I was like, what is this?
Double NA finals, Liquid versus NRG. Liquid took the first place there, NRG second, Big third, Hellraisers fourth. But again, you know, notable teams at this tournament, regardless of what's on the line or not. You had some good CS going on there. The bigger event would be the DreamHack Open tournament in terms of name branding, but really I feel like had like less interesting teams here. You had Ents, always a crowd favorite, G2, Optic, LDLC, Heroic, Complexity, and Bravado. Interesting enough, out of all those names, it was Ents and Bravado again in the finals there. Ents has played well in these tournaments. They've had some good showings. They've played well in the qualifiers. That's the team with Alu. They've recently come back kind of into existence, and people are definitely, you know, meme happy now that they're back, I guess you could say. Bravado, again, kind of came out of nowhere in this tournament to do what they did. A little disappointed, obviously. G2, we're seeing the demise happen in front of us. What are your thoughts on G2 now? Like,
If you are G2, honestly, a lot of teams should be embarrassed about their performances here. G2 is... has that roster change already happened?
Yeah, it has. This roster that played was Lucky and... what's the other guy's name? Jax.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, like I've said, my issue isn't just with G2 in general. It's the French scene in Counter-Strike. And it's been that way now for the better part of a year, where... I would not place money on any of the French teams, any of them. I agree. Just have zero 100%.
All three of them have split up and taken like bits and pieces that would work really well on one team, right? And they kind of tried it with G2, but not everyone.
And no French shuffle no French shuffle excites me anymore, you know, because it's all recycled players. You're going to see the same players rotate through the same three or four teams, and then we're going to have one French team win a tournament or beat the other French team, and then all of a sudden it's going to be the next super team. You know, I remember when we asked, who was it, Happy, how he felt when he hears people see here, or when how he feels when people say that G2 won the French shuffle. And it's like, boy, don't we look kind of foolish now for even saying that? Because is it really fair to say any of them ever won a French shuffle?
I mean, I would say it's fair to say Vitality is better than G2 is right now. So
I feel more optimistic about them for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Like the French shuffle, the only thing that can save the French scene right now is if the young guys get together and form a team full of young stars and let them kind of grow and mold together. And maybe you bring in a veteran presence or something like that. But the French scene has a lot of good young talent that eventually, like, this group's just going to be worn out at some point. There's the Shoxes, the Kennyesses, like, I don't know how they keep doing it, right? I mean, they maintain their popularity.
They're already at that point, right? I mean, Kenny S, when was the last time that you heard, like, him just carry it? And that used to be his thing. It used to be like, get an op to Kenny and it's shut down, right?
Like it was enough to hold a site or something, you know? Teams are too good nowadays, though. You don't have teams that are not tactically ready to take you on. It's not aim duels anymore. Kenny's problem, and Steel said this best, I think he actually said it at the CS Summit, if I'm not mistaken. But Kenny is an over-aggressive player that takes way too many, you know, dangerous op positions, and it just doesn't work anymore. Like, teams know everything. Teams are just so well prepared now in Counter-Strike that aim matters, but so does, you know, your flashes, your utility. Like, you see teams like Astralis, they're not winning just aim duels, they're winning because they put themselves in a competitive advantage during the round. So the French scene mess, those were two of the tournaments that just wrapped up recently, coming up this weekend, like Tim mentioned, and to a lot of our surprises, I guess you could say, the ESL Pro League Season 8 Finals is going on in Odense.
I just didn't know tomorrow.
It makes sense why I've seen all the Odense pictures on Twitter recently. So it's in Denmark, which is Astralis, right?
Also
so,
in Europe.
Yeah.
Also in Europe.
Also in Europe. Did y'all get a chance to look at who's in this tournament?
Yeah. And it's honestly not what you would expect
at all, right?
It is like, really a mixture of, like, is very top heavy. Top heavy.
Yeah, that is. Oof.
Top heavy in the sense of, like, you could probably already tell me who's the top four going to be.
Let me tell you who's missing first, okay? This will probably blow your mind. Fnatic, Ninjas, FaZe, Space Soldiers, Heroic, Envious, Complexity, Cloud9.
Yeah.
Again, United, who was kind of an up-and-coming team, had been playing well. You know, these guys didn't make it. And some of the, you know, the reverse side of teams that made it that I don't think many people know is, like, you know, Vici, INT, Sharks, Order. Like, there's a lot of random teams that pulled through this year on Pro League, I thought.
Yeah. Well, was it teams pulling through or was it teams underperforming, right? That's always like the million-dollar question. It's
FaZe went 10-16 in Pro League this year.
Is it the old Virtus Pro pass?
I mean, Pro League is a pretty big deal, though.
I was going to say, I've never been.
Because it's online.
Listeners of the podcast know by at this point, right, my opinion on online. And I take it just as serious as I do a LAN. I know a lot of people don't. You know, Thorin is definitely one that's been on the record to say, like, he doesn't even consider online matches when it comes to his power ranking. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's fair to a lot of the teams out there who, A, don't get invited to LANs, right? That's why I think it's an unfair comparison. When Virtus Pro is still getting invited to LANs, when it's like, you're telling me that they deserve an invite over a dozen other teams. So I do think the online play still matters. You know, that's it, where it you matters really work it leads on your to mechanics. The LAN.
Like how it can be irrelevant when the online play is what puts you in position to play in those bigger matches on stage, right? So to say FaZe Clan didn't care about this, well, so that's saying they didn't care technically if they didn't get invited to like a $750,000 tournament, which this is. And so I think they do care. I think they just played poorly, and you've kind of seen that in FaZe as of recent. You've seen ups and downs from NiP and Fnatic both. Again, so I don't think it's the most surprising thing, but I think that's not because of a lack of them trying or caring to make Pro League finals.
Yeah, nope. And I 100% agree with your thoughts on that.
You want to do some guess who's winning type thing? Like maybe give us a finals prediction or...
Yeah, I'll give you a...
Semis or...
Sure.
I'm looking at the bracket right now in front of me. So in Group A, you have Astralis, VC Gaming, Renegades, Hellraisers, Liquid, G2, Ints, and Big. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Astralis is going to be in the finals.
Man, that's a big, ooh, that's a big limb. Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know.
If they can make it through their first round matchup against
VC. They can make it.
Yeah, I know.
Look at, and they're on the side of the bracket where they're going to either have to play Renegades or Hellraisers.
Hey, they got Hobbit, and, you know, Woxic, and, you know, some other good players. It's going to be a Astralis.
Is it really that much more difficult for, like, we can even do semis because I feel like this is going to be pretty easy, but Liquid on the bottom half of upper bracket, right?
Yeah, but it's still Astralis.
Like, Liquid, G2, INT, and Big, who's underperformed since the major ended. Like, they all got egos all of a sudden or something and decided to not get better.
Stop practicing.
So, like, Astralis, Liquid, semis is a pretty...
So, Anoush, does Big make it past Ents?
Yeah, they do, but they don't make it past, you know, the next... They're going to drop into the lower bracket right after that one.
Okay.
In the upper bracket, go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say I was going to move on to Group B. So if you have anything else to say. Okay, I was going to say, because thing that's intriguing to Group B is you do have Sharks versus MIBR round one. And those are Sharks, oddly enough, the more Brazilian team out of the two. And honestly, they might.
No.
Give me Sharks on the upset.
This is Tim's MIBR hate. Just showing so much right.
Give me Sharks on the upset.
Okay, I'm going to completely disagree with that. But you got MIBR, I think, playing well right now. NRG also looking pretty decent. That'll be fun to see in the upper bracket. North made it to the finals of one of the 26 tournaments in the past few weeks, so... I mean, they're also looking good. I think that upper bracket is definitely difficult. Bottom half of that bracket, you got Ghost versus Mouse and then Na'Vi versus Order in the first round. Na'Vi, I guess, feels like the clear favorite there, but Mouse can always step up when they want to. Interesting fact. So, you know, Ghost is obviously the team with Steel on it. If you're not aware who Steel is, he's the one that's been banned from Valve events. But Steel's having to sit out of the minor qualifiers because I forgot that it is a Valve event, obviously. So they're having to bring in a sub for him coming up in the minor qualifiers. He won't be playing with the team.
Can we not, right? I mean, come on, Valve.
At this point, it seems a bit silly.
Yeah.
Can we move
past this?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he's able to play with his team that has been arguably getting better, right? They have been performing well, and it's kind of all for none when it comes to the majors because of an ego or pride thing at this point. And this is coming from me where, you know, I remember 3 years ago now, I was saying, like, when it happened, I was like, they should never be allowed to play again. And I was like, okay, no, I'm okay with it. I don't think they're going to do it again. And obviously,
and they're doing good for the community, the ones that are playing, right?
Right, right.
And they're Steel is, he's positively contributing to the CSGO scene. Like, I haven't really heard of any, you know, story of him, you know, just kind of being his old self. Maybe that's just me not knowing, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, and I think he's doing the right thing, right? Yeah, I don't know if he even streams as much. I never really watched him, but he's keeping his head low, right? He knows what happens, right? I'm sure Twitch chat, every time he dies, what do you think happens in Twitch chat, right? People saying throw or you make it a joke, and he knows it, but he's playing it smart. Same thing with Swag. He's playing it really smart, just staying quiet, you know, jumping from team to team, playing better. I mean, really, Daze was the only guy who kind of screwed that up for everyone.
Man, Daze came in and out so fast, it's like he wasn't even there. That's what she said. but yeah, like, Steel has been a star on this team, man. Like, he's played so well. He's, you know, taken multiple roles on. Ghost, I think, has one of the best offers in NA right now, and Wardell, who signed, I think, like a crazy 2 or 3 year contract with this team, which is so unique in itself. But that'll be a fun team to watch. I would like to see them do well. I think this is one of the bigger tournaments Steel will have an opportunity to play in coming back. So I think watching them on stage is always going to be fun, because it's, you know, he's going to be amped up for it. But in the end, this looks like
Doug agrees with me on Twitch chat, by the way. He says Na'Vi versus Sharks. Don't sleep on the Sharks. Right? Don't sleep on the Sharks. Oh, my God.
Wait, Doug, don't let him change your mind.
It's not hate on MIBR. Sharks is a Brazilian team. You can't paint me with that brush that I just don't like Brazilians anymore.
And somehow after we like pick who's going to actually win this whole damn thing, Tim is going to pick Cloud9.
No, because if that's the case, then I would say MIBR.
Because they have the most Cloud9 play. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they have the most Cloud9. No, I think Sharks is going to win the whole thing.
They have a good chance. Nate, give me who's their best player?
Well, I think, Exit has been playing really well lately. but you have Knack being their IGL, who's been... he's been able to handle that and fragging. Mm-hmm. Very. I think it's going to be interesting to see.
Exit actually just got cut before the event. He's not even on the team anymore now.
And I think that was a huge mistake because, like I said, I think he was one of their best players. So,
that was a lie. Tested. Failed. He's still there. Boom.
You played yourself. Look,
in my defense, it would not be the first time that I missed breaking news before the show. So... we've done episodes based off of breaking news on what ifs, and then it happened and we were like,
watch immediately after the show. Exit's been kicked. Neck is no longer on team.
We'll see.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. One thing though, outside of the main event though, you do have the relegation matches going on as well. Where is that at on this? Do they not have this up here? Because I know...
Relegation matches for what?
ESL, Pro League. Oh. And they actually have some pretty big teams for the NA side. You have Rogue, Envy, and that's really the big ones. Singularity, and according to this, says TBD. I don't know how they don't know what team is going to be playing there yet. Is there still matches going on the day before the finals?
Is Fnatic in jeopardy because they're like bottom two?
Let me check the European side and I will let you know.
Fnatic,
but
and
if
Ninja.
They are bottom two, then yes, they are. For the European side, you have EGO, the Polish organization, Team Kinguin, another Polish team, Optic Gaming, and then another one to be decided. So there must be some matches
another
still
tournament.
Trying. Yeah, there must be. Sense. Those must be the ones trying to come up, I assume.
Yeah.
Those must be the people looking to advance into Pro League from the lower league that just haven't picked up yet.
Playing AGO, because AGO, I think, is the only one out of that grouping that's in the Pro League.
Yeah. So it's going to be kind of insane to see. Like I said, after hanging out with Team Envy, I really hope they don't get relegated, because not only... I mean, look, I think we can all say we're kind of homers for Team Envy just with our personal relationship with them. But you have to also remember one of the major reasons they got back into Counter-Strike with this roster was because it was in the Pro League. And then for them to get relegated their first season back would just really seem like, what do we go? What do we do from here?
For sure. Like, Envy will get players when they want them. You know, if they decide to fork out the money and get them, you know, they can. They're a big enough organization to do it. It's just really going to depend on their plan now. I bet, yeah, they've really got to be hoping they don't get.
Are they just going to keep dropping rosters until they can buy one that sticks? Like, I don't know. It'd just be, it'd be really, really awkward if they were relegated and then it's kind of like, ah, damn. Like, the whole reason I got you guys was so I could still be in Pro League and then use that to get players. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can they get players if you're playing, like, you know?
I mean, the turnaround would be so fast, right, for the next Pro League that it would suck for, what, a few months?
I mean, yeah, they would have to. They would have to get back into it. They would be grinding in a lower division. And that's the thing, right?
MDL. MDL is like really good competitive CS still, at least.
It is. But, it is. But I think Envy as a whole is better than that. But, you know, they had a young roster. They've had to deal with... why am I blanking on the name? Semphis? Is that right?
On what team, I'm sorry?
On Envy? Yeah, Semphis.
Yeah, they have Semphis.
Semphis,
yeah.
he's been out, so they've been dealing with a sub really since the last month or so. Also, fun story here. Here's a little inside scoop that you can only get here at TCR, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, their office is like downtown right by the American Airlines Center in Dallas, which is where like the professional teams play, for those who don't know. And where they practice is literally against the window right to the lobby, right? So it looks really cool, except for if it's like a game day for the Mavs or the Stars, uh-oh, and they have all the bands out there playing and all the pregame party going on. And they're
lights,
like, yeah.
And
yep. And they're like, yeah, we can hear all of it when we play a match. Like, we hear all, like, they were like, we're just sitting here trying to do call outs, and then you have someone on the drums just going epic rock show in front of them, and they're like, cool.
So, damn, yeah, that actually sucks.
Yeah, so it's they've had a rough go being their first time, but I don't think them and Rogue will have a problem. Like, I really do think they are the better rosters as far as a relegation goes. Maybe we'll see them back at it. But anything else going on? Oh, speaking of MIBR,
yeah, a couple other, oh, you mentioned, that's basically what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, then take it away. Don't let me steal your thunder.
With MIBR, they have Blast Pro coming up, and we discussed this last week for all of our listeners. You probably remember us talking about what we thought was going to happen, and we knew at the time Fur was going to be leaving the team temporarily due to back surgery. We all guessed
back
that it would
surgery.
Be FNX. Yeah, it's back surgery, isn't it?
I thought it was ear surgery.
It's wrists. Oh, yeah, ear surgery.
Ear surgery, ear surgery. Yeah, ear.
None
ear,
of us
back,
know.
Same thing. Everything's
it's the wrist because he was ear. Digging in his ear. And
ear, back,
he sprained
wrist.
It and it's like
he's getting all three of those body parts worked on at the same
he's
time.
He's
going to
get them all checked out.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a rough go for the guy. Poor guy. So he is...
He's having a rough
fur. Fur will be leaving the team temporarily. We guessed FNX would be the backfill here just because, A, we saw him at the tournament. It's also been rumored on Twitter a little bit. Turns out that's not happening. This is awesome, in my opinion. I'm glad they went this route because I want to see him perform with elite players just to see how he does. But they have picked up Swag from Swole Patrol. Also, XIBP, as everyone knows, Free Swag, will be joining them for Blast Pro. And that's a big tournament. That'll be, you know, it's
what a
just,
twist.
It's not a good tournament.
What a twist. Like we said, we saw FNX in Arlington with the team. Why was he with the team?
Close friends of the Brazilians.
So you travel all the way to Arlington, Texas for that?
He might have had some workings or something going on. Who knows what it was.
It still blows my mind.
Yeah, random. We also saw the ex-coach there too, though, right? So, like, their old coach was with them as well. So maybe there was more to it.
Catching up or whatnot. I am curious to see, or I would love to see why Swag. You got to assume that's part Stewie and Tarek influence, given that I think they had some crossover with him and Cloud9, at least being with him when he was still, you know, close to the organization.
I think it's fallen just having a lot of respect for Swag. Like, I watch a lot of FPL at night sometimes. I watch FPL at night when I'm going to bed, and they play together a lot. So there's some familiarity there, and I got the feeling just from communication that Fallen likes Swag. So, I mean, that's probably a big deal too, along with the two American guys.
Yeah, there's a really good, you know, in the sense of Stewie, when they were playing on Cloud9, Swag was a streamer for a long time over there.
That's where I saw the crossover.
And a lot of ties there. Swag's a good player. It's hard to pick up somebody for one event. Like, what are you going to do? Loan out another player? Pick up somebody that's currently not playing. Swag is playing in some top level, you know, MDL CS right now. I think they're only lost one game or undefeated, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, so it's a good pickup. It's cool. It's fun for the fans too. Like, why not? They're Swag's not bad enough to where they're going to be irrelevant in this tournament, right? Probably not as good as Fur, but cool to see him in again on stage at one of these big events. Other than that, we have really nothing big. Somm is going to be filling in for the closed qualifiers, Force Wall Patrol. I don't know if there's any correlation to this necessarily, but Somm is a Complexity streamer. He was kicked out of FPL not too long ago. Looks like he should requalify for it. I think they just added him back in, if I'm not mistaken, after he led FPLC or whatever it's called for this past month. So they just allowed him back in. But yeah, Complexity streamer, he'll be joining Swell Patrol for the closed qualifiers.
Excellent. Lots of CSGO going on. And like I said, we'll actually recap the ESL finals and talk about relegation coming up next week on next episode. So be sure and follow us and everything there. We always stream live on Twitch, so you can do that. You can join Doug in the chat, as always. That's all I got. Let's get some e-news, though, shall we?
We shall.
Not a whole lot going on outside of all the CSGO stuff. This actually just broke a little earlier today. And I know we normally don't do typical Overwatch League off-season signings, just because we'll talk about it all at once on one big episode. But I did want to bring this up because Dallas Fuel signed Zachary. 17 years old.
17 years old, but he does turn 18 in January. So he should be ready to go by the time the Overwatch League season starts. Really good signing. Flex DPS player, can pretty much do it all. Former team.
Which is what they kind of needed that after USA. Siegel.
Yeah, I mean, especially in this even. Especially in this meta, right, where it's ever-changing. It can, if you know, a team goes away from GOATs, and you need that kind of like specialist DPS character.
If teams go away from GOATs.
You might see it. I hope we see it, because it could be in for... We could all really be in for a really boring season if that meta holds true.
Remember the pirate ship?
Great signing.
You remember the pirate ship? You ever thought you wanted to see it more?
Oh yeah, it's happening. Yeah, the pirate ship. Everyone's favorite robot, Bastion. So much fun. But yeah, no. All in all, good signing, and it's good to see the Fuel getting good players, depth players, right? Because anything can happen in a league. I mean, it's video games. You know, how could a player go out? But it happens to teams, right? Like, someone might miss Korea or.
Well, I mean,
you know, someone may have wrist surgery or ear surgery or what have right. you. So, I mean, it's good to have this depth, and good to see that the Fuel are attracting talent, you know, people that want to be here. So good on Fuel. Way Making to go, deals. Hastro.
In other news, also Friday, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate comes out.
Oh, Lord.
So be sure and follow us. I will say this. Follow us on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/TheCenterRing. We will be streaming that almost every single night. Except for Brett, because he doesn't have a Switch.
Oh, wow. Console.
I won't be able to stream it because I don't have a capture card, but I'll be playing with Tim enough, so you will be able to see my below average skills in that game.
And you will be able to see him make... my average skills look well above.
Yeah. I just wanted to give Tim a chance to win. That's why I don't.
That's what it is. Sadly, though, with that being said, there's also some good tournaments on this weekend, and I will have to have them on in the background, because not only do Super Smash Brothers come out, my wife is out of town all week and happens to get back Friday. Ugh. She could have gone out any other week. If you would have told me 2 years ago, hey, if you marry your wife, you won't be able to play Smash Ultimate the night it comes out, I'd probably reconsider it all. But you do have Call of Duty. Their World League starts up this weekend in Vegas, and I am pretty jazzed up about it.
Yeah, for sure. That'll be a lot of fun. Optic, I think, is looking like the team to beat there. They've been playing so well.
Yeah,
so,
the 2Ks, they've been
and
dominating.
All the 2Ks have just been dominating. They're like not even dropping a map. It's like Veteran's Prime type thing. These guys are crazy right now. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. A lot of good storylines there, like 100 Thieves. I think is another one. United. There's just so many good teams right now, but Optic looks just a little bit better than everybody at the moment, and it'll be fun to see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm. And in other esports news, this actually happened a little bit ago. In the Esports Hall of Fame, do you guys remember that was a thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
On November 11th, they announced that Fatality will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Took him long enough, in my opinion.
I'm like shocked that he was not already in it. I mean, I thought
he should have been first ballot. First one to get in my opinion.
He should have been the founder of the Esports Hall of Fame. I mean, I agree.
Really
mind blown that
he's might be
in there.
Some American biased. That might be some American bias, but I truly do not ever remember hearing of competitive gaming before Fatality. I really don't.
Yeah. I mean,
him playing Painkiller.
He was just incredible, dude. He
started it all for us here in the States. So, like I said, it could be American favoritism, but the fact that it took him this long is pretty insane. And the fact, do you know he streams and like only gets like a couple hundred viewers?
Because it's too old, man. Like this is like
esports
was any sort of mainstream. So it is sad to like see that. I know what you're talking about.
I've seen and I'm like, before. He's Fatality though. He should be having like just for the name, you know, like he should be having all these viewers. But
he's 37, old AF.
That's crazy. That's like crazy to think about because I remember him as like a young teenager, and we were, I mean, obviously, I was five, six years younger than him.
Yeah,
it was insane.
I mean, I was younger too, guys. Yeah.
Though, for as good as he was in games, his products sucked. Also, though, recently announced that Faker will also be joining the Hall of Fame.
Kind of a weird deal, right? He's still playing and in his prime.
Not
right?
In his prime, no.
Really? I mean, that's all I hear when I hear League of Legends. I hear Faker.
I mean, because he's a popular guy.
Okay.
He's popular. Don't get me wrong. It is weird that he's going into the Hall of Fame, but I guess that's something we have to get used to in esports. You gotta get the names in there, right? So people are interested in it. They can't just be
gotta mean something, right?
Right. They can't just be adding all these old people and then no one really cares about it. They do have to start somewhere. You know,
they're adding the right people though. I like the people they're adding.
Yeah.
I have no
but if you want my honest opinion, I don't really care because I think there's like four different esports Hall of Fames and it's just, you know, this one's sponsored by these people and the other one's sponsored by these guys. And you know, it's one day, I guess we'll probably just combine it and it will all be okay. But hey, for now though, I do kind of think that one is kind of viewed as the normal one. So that's cool. That's cool. We'll talk about more of that when they add more people, I guess. Also this weekend, if you are in the DFW area, Esports Stadium in Arlington is doing their Collegiate Rocket League Championship. Don't quote me on this, but I'm 99% sure North Texas actually is in it. I think they qualified. So I might actually make my way out there. Might bring the missus. Show her Esports Stadium. Show her what Papa does for a living. Maybe. We'll see.
I would, but I'll be playing Smash.
That's the other thing, man. Like I said, just not a good weekend. Not a good weekend to do things. It's a Smash weekend. It is a Smash weekend, indeed. And indeed, that just about does it for this episode of The Center Ring, aka TCR, aka your favorite esports podcast. I thank you all for listening, whether you skipped around or listened to the whole thing. I love you all the same. We will be back next week. We will be recapping ESL Pro League Finals, get you caught up on all the fun stuff that's bound to happen there. All the upsets, Sharks winning it all, knocking out MIBR and Astralis.
If that happens, I'll buy you a keyboard of choice.
If that happens, I'm just leaving the podcast because Tim will be just insufferable.
I'll bring it up every time. Hey, you know what? I said Cloud9 was going to win the Boston Major and everyone called me crazy. So look what happened there. Look what happened there. Follow us on Twitter at The Center Ring. Our website, tcr.gg. I thank everyone for watching us on Twitch who's here. Doug, thank you for being involved in the chat and doing your thing. Appreciate it. That's really all I got. Pimp it out. Twitter. We'll see you next time for a nude for Brett. I'm Tim. Later.